In the name of the Almighty God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, hello and welcome to today's edition of World News on Jame Jam Network. Tehran's Milad Tower is here in the capital to tower over and above all other structures. A tower of strength in the capital, in its real sense, dwarfs its predecessors, the tower blocks and the residents alike. Finally, the tallest tower in Iran came online with Tehran Mayor Mohammad Baqir Qalibaf in attendance.
It took domestic engineers 11 years to complete Iran's tallest structure, Milad Tower. 435 meters high, Milad is considered the fourth highest telecommunications tower in the world and the first as for the vast functional structure on its top. Milad Tower stands after the CN Tower in Toronto, Ostankino Tower in Moscow, and the Oriental Pearl Tower in Shanghai. The high-rise includes the Milad Telecommunications Tower that offers restaurants at the top with spectacular views of Tehran. Milad Tower, seen from any place in Tehran, is located in a 70-hectare land, 17 of which is possessed by the tower. The rest will be given to a 5-star international hotel, an international communication center, conference halls, an information technology and commercial center. Managing director of Yadman Saze company, Reza Mirsadeghi, said that Milad Tower was a collection of innovations by Iranian engineers and architects who erected the national project despite problems associated with international sanctions, including shortage of standard construction materials. The newly built tower is believed to replace the long-time symbol of the capital, the Azadi Tower. Of course, it will not come anytime soon. Niloufar Pour Ebrahim, JNN News, Tehran.
Still in Tehran, President Ahmadinejad went live on TV to talk with people. He said the Iranian nation has much to say on major global issues. The president said Iranians cannot sit back and see an imposing ideology as grip in the world. He said, let us break false precedences. We are not at war with the world and that we should use the UN as the best place for exchanging views and making international decisions. Ahmadinejad said the type of democracy claimed by certain groups should show itself in the world body, but you see the current status of the UN. On his UN presence, the president said Iran opened theatrical discussions there calling for a change in UN sight and a look at problems big powers slap on global structures. Iraq security was the accent in a meeting between the Iranian president and Iraqi parliament speaker. President Ahmadinejad told Mahmoud al-Mashadani that Iraq has a long way to go to maintain its independence and glory, although sectarian violence is down in the country. He said Americans are facing their declining days in the post-war Iraq, hoping sustainable security could be one of Iraq's routines very soon. Later, Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani told his Iraqi counterpart that support for peace and stability as well as economic development in Iraq is the mainstay of Tehran's foreign policy. The Iraqi speaker said his Tehran trip aims for consultation with Iranian officials on U.S.-Iraq security deal, among other things. Five Iran 140 planes have joined the country's national air fleet. The Iranian-made planes can carry a maximum of 52 passengers and fly a range of up to 2,100 kilometers. The short-range turboprop airliner is designed for transporting passengers or a combination of passengers and cargo in short-haul flights. The fuel-efficient aircraft will go back and forth within national airspace when mass-produced. Minister of Science, Research and Technology has cautioned Iranian nationals seeking higher education abroad about the universities and majors they apply for. Mohammad Mehdi Zahedi, who is in Baku for a ministerial meeting of Islamic countries, warned that Iran does not substantiate the degrees issued by some foreign and regional universities because of their low academic and scientific standards. Zahedi advised the applicants to log on to the ministry's website to get an account of the qualified foreign universities. Ministers from European Union countries met in Luxembourg to discuss the current financial crisis. Jean-Claude Juncker, president of the Eurogroup, said that state interventions ought to be limited. He called for markets to be calm, saying the Eurozone central bank stands ready to provide money markets with all the liquidity they need for as long as they need. A plan may be produced by the EU finance ministers' meeting during the 2 days of talks. Meantime, World Bank President Robert Zoellick proposed a new way to curb the current financial crisis, admitting that the G7 is no efficient to deal with the problem.
The G7 is not working. We need a better group for a different time. The G20, though valuable, is too unwieldy in moving from discussion to action. We need a core group of finance ministers who will assume responsibility for anticipating issues, sharing information and insights, exploring mutual interests, mobilizing efforts to solve problems, and at least managing differences. For financial and economic cooperation, we should consider a new steering group, including Brazil, China, India, Mexico, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, and the current G7. These rising powers want to be heard. They want to know what their role in making the new rules for the global economy will be.
Marking the International Children's Day, the 15th International Children and Young Adults Theatre Festival has got underway in Isfahan, central Iran. The artistic event is generally considered as a turning point in Iran's dramatic arts, as it provides the talented Iranian children and young adults with a rare opportunity to display their artistic skills at the international level. In addition,
although ruling powers have control over the UN, they should continue to express our ideas and thoughts